Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lapon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to third. Lake moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon scores. Lake moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts in front of the plate. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lapon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-0 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Lake reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-0 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lake scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-0 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan scores. Wynn moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Tigers. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lipon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kozar hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vico moves to third. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vico scores. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Lake hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Lake reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Lapon goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kozar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.